Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, not too long ago you wrote that Donald Trump's presidency would be biblically apocalyptic. Would you explain how and why that would be true?
Sure. Prior to him taking office as 47th President of the United States on Monday, the 20th of January, I've warned a lot of reasons why he would be apocalyptic. And, for example, did a sermon in December of 2024, and I listed things that, to prophetically watch in 2025. The one thing I wrote down was that Europe is going to reach out to various ones in Asia and Africa, as well as Latin America. And they want to get the world to adopt more of their standards and want to trade with them. But I specifically wrote, the re-election of Donald Trump will motivate many to trade with each other because of the threat of tariffs, et cetera, and that Europe will work with many nations to secure stronger trade agreements.
How are those trade deals apocalyptic?
Well, they're apocalyptic because the Bible talks about a European Babylon power rising up.
Okay.
And I've said that this will be one of the unintended consequences of Donald Trump pushing sanctions and tariffs. And, you know, the fact is that a lot of these policies foreign nations don't like. It's getting them to look at trying to move away from the United States dollar, as well as to trade more with themselves. And this is basically what the globalists want to do, and they'll get pushed away from the U.S. And again, this is setting up the stage for the Babylonian European power to dominate trade, like the Bible says.
So I think this needs some clarification, at least in my mind, Dr. Teal. Are you saying that one way Donald Trump's policies will be apocalyptic is that they will lead to the rise of the beast of 666 fame spoken of in the Bible?
Yes. And actually, the day after his election, a Politico reported that the president of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, said that Europe still has the biggest trade sector in the world, longer life expectancy than other places. And because of what Trump is doing, we can seek cooperation with others. We don't have to just look at the United States. You know, and I warned that Europe was going to look towards other trading partners because of biblical prophecies. Because it says, for example, in Revelation 18, verse 3, that the merchants of the earth became rich to the abundance of trade with this Babylonian European power that's going to rise up. And this beast is prophesied to rise up, and Donald Trump's threats are causing the Europeans, motivating them to establish more trading partners.
Okay. So just to keep me up to speed, are you further saying that the European Union is or will be the biblical beast of 666 fame?
Yes. Now, I also want to comment, and some people have thought that Donald Trump could be the Antichrist. He's not, but he is apocalyptic in the sense to say that he's going to do certain things that will result in that biblical prophecies are going to be fulfilled. He doesn't understand biblical prophecies, and he's doing things that are going to cause the rise of the prophesied 10-horned beast power of Revelation 13. Which will also lead to the destruction of the United States. And it's theoretically possible that could possibly begin the last year of his administration. And we think this destruction, by the way, will also include terrorism and probably partial nuclear devastation.
You listed some reasons why Mr. Trump is apocalyptic. Could you tell us some of those reasons?
Yeah, I actually listed 20. But this, so far, this first week of his presidency, many have already been partially confirmed. For example, I said that Donald Trump has often encouraged the rise in military spending by the Europeans. And while Americans tend to see this as a good thing, this will lead to the prophesied rise of the King of the North beast power. And unlike his predecessors, Donald Trump has threatened to not defend nations in Europe if they don't want to do what he wants them to do. Well, this week, Katja Kallas, the Vice President of the European Commission, stated that Europe needs to spend more, just like Donald Trump has called for. And I also saw something else out of Europe today that says, you know, Europe's going to spend more on defense. It might want to be more independent of the United States. So that's a partial confirmation of that one. The other ones I wrote, that Donald Trump's rise will spur the Europeans to further unify amongst themselves. And that same EU commissioner this week called for more European unity because of this. And furthermore, because of Donald Trump's comments about taking over the Panama Canal and Greenland, the Europeans also met to say, you know, maybe we need to speed up our enlargement to have more countries unified with us. That actually happened this week as well. And another thing I wrote was that Donald Trump is a polarizing figure, and he was going to offend many, including minorities, migrants, and Muslims. Well, here's a headline. Migrants at Texas border in shock after Trump canceled their asylum appointments. And he also blasted various ones. And someone at the World Economic Conference in a foreign conference in Davos, Switzerland this week said that he had defeated them. And now the Europeans are also trying to figure out what to do about the fact that Donald Trump suspended them. And then here's another one. I wrote that Jesus warned about a coming time of pestilences as part of the beginning of sorrows. And that's also consistent with the ride of the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. And that could possibly happen during the second term of the Trump administration. And I wrote, actions or inactions by Donald Trump will likely put the USA at increased risk of problems with pestilences. So how was that partially fulfilled this week? Well, mm-hmm. Donald Trump announced he's going to pull the United States out of the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. Now, while I think the U.S. and WHO mishandled COVID, the fact is deadly pestilences are coming. In Revelation chapter 6, starting verse 7, we read, New King James, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come and see. Now, behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And the power was given him over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beasts of the earth. The beasts of the earth is talking about things including pestilences. So why might pulling out of the WHO affect this? It's possible because of this, people will become more dismissive of WHO pronouncements, and also because the United States isn't involved, and pestilences are going to come. And having the United States not support WHO could be a factor in them spreading quicker. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Here's another one. I wrote that Donald Trump made statements for suggesting a loss of privacy and favoring unlimited government control. This type of thing will be exploited by 666 of Revelation 13. Well, one of Donald Trump's executive orders this week was to revoke former President Biden's executive order of putting security guardrails upon artificial intelligence, which is supposed to protect citizens from cyber attacks, etc. And so Donald Trump pulled that protection. And then he also said that he announced this $500 billion proposal for AI structure. Now, it's in the United States, but by developing more on AI, I believe the Europeans are going to get some benefit from this, so they'll be able to implement 666 controls, and you will not have privacy. Bible talks, you won't be able to buy or sell without mm-hmm. their permission, so they're going to be able to do this. So that's another one. And here's one. It says policies are pushing nations away from the United States and helping set the stage for the final time for the Gentiles. Well, his comments at the World Economic Forum this week silenced them and made them stone-faced, according to somebody who was there. He says he's going to push United States fossil fuels and trade matters. And these leaders are not pleased, and they're going to take action. And on Tuesday there, Ursula von der Leyen said, Europe will keep seeking cooperation, not only with our long-term like-minded friends, but with any country we share interests with. Okay, so she's pushing Gentile cooperation. The time of Gentiles is going to happen. And here's one. The statement's getting more Europe to consider that they need to reorganize and support some type of strongman leader. And the Bible says that's going to happen in Revelation chapter 17. Now, I'm going to speculate on partial confirmation of this one. I can't imagine that the World Economic Forum and those of the European Union aren't talking about maybe we need a stronger leader over here and reorganize Europe. As a matter of fact, today I saw that Friedrich Merz, who's the leader of the Christian Democratic Union in Germany, and they think he could become chancellor pretty soon, he wants stronger controls. He's speaking out. Also, a chief executive at a European bank said at this conference, World Economic Forum conference, said, "I heard European Union talking about the willingness to make changes. The truth of the matter is they need to do something. It's they're too bureaucratic. We need a huge reset." And the Germans, by the way, have also noticed what they call the far right is gaining because of Donald Trump. And that right-wing leaders actually look more useful now to Germany. And furthermore, Ursula von der Leyen also said, to sustain our growth the next quarter of the century, Europe must shift gears. That sounds like a plan to reorganize.
To be clear, Dr. Thiel, you wrote these predictions prior to their total or partial fulfillment?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Most of which are at the cogwriter.com website. And others published by Amazon. Now, I want to read something that came out yesterday. Now, this is another unintended consequence you wouldn't think would happen from Donald Trump's policies. But get this one. Financial Times reported, Europe may be able to attract disillusioned talent from across the Atlantic following Donald Trump's election, European Central Bank president has suggested. Her name is Christine Lagarde. And she says, because of this, Donald Trump moving away from the Green Deal that Joe Biden put in, which was called the Inflation Reduction Act, says more talent might be now willing to come over to Europe. So that's, you know, another unintended consequence. And something else that I saw, so Donald Trump said that the United States is not going to go to CBDCs, but he also pushed some kind of a digital act. And I read that yesterday, a European Union leader has said, a bank leader, actually, he's in a European Central Bank, that because of Donald Trump's announcements, Europe has to strengthen its moves and move faster, basically, to have a central bank digital currency, which is something, you know, we've warned about here before was going to happen. This is an unintended consequence of what Donald Trump has done. The reality is biblical prophecies are going to come to pass, and Donald Trump often has inadvertently set the stage for many of these to be fulfilled.
One last question, Dr. Thiel. You mentioned Revelation 17 and a prophetic future European reorganization. What do you mean by that?
Well, Revelation 17, starting in verse 12, we read, "Then the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have not received the kingdom as of yet." So these aren't 10 existing, pre-existing nations the way we understand them. So that's a reorganization. But they're going to receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. And they are of one mind. So they're not going to have that much power very long, because they're going to give their power and authority to the beast. That beast is a totalitarian power. That is a reorganization. This is when Europe will be reorganized and be the final revelation, the Babylonian beast power. He will be a tyrant. And Donald Trump is motivating Europe and the World Economic Forum to go in that direction. Of course, biblically, we know the only solution to the problems facing humanity are repentance and the good news of the coming kingdom of God. But that's not something that Donald Trump, the World Economic Forum, the European Union are working towards.
Thank you, Dr. Thiel. For more interviews with Dr. Thiel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.